Jody Crumpy, director of the Erie City Mission Thrift Stores and Donation Center. When you shop at one of our two thrift stores or drop off items at our donation center, you are providing a meal. You are housing a man in our shelter, helping men and women overcome addiction, and giving our inner city youth an opportunity to learn. I want to thank you for making a difference. This is our city, our mission. God bless you.
All year round, Frontier Home Products and Design has what you need to make your home comfortable and beautiful. Relax on a new timber tech deck designed by Frontier's experts. A new fireplace from Frontier Home Products Fireplace Gallery adds warmth and serenity to any home. Beauty and versatility at Frontier Home Products and Design Center, 4213 Peachtree, 5th next to the Bayfront Highway.
Frontier Home Products and Design Center. Discover a new frontier.
PA contractor number PA039007.
Welcome to TalkErie.com's Joel Natale Show, Erie, Pennsylvania's daily podcast. Every day, we tackle the biggest issues that the Erie PA region faces. Stay informed and involved as we advance the narrative of Erie. Now, here's Joel Natale.
I want to welcome to the microphone Mayor Joe Schember, the mayor of the city of Erie, for his monthly meeting. Mayor, welcome to the RV show, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. There's a lot of good things to see here.
There is. I mean, we've got the candies to our left, and, you know, we've got all kinds of fun things to see here. The we just announced, or we've been covering this eclipse, right?
Yes.
So do you realize there are hotel rooms going for like over $1,000 a night?
They definitely increased the hotel costs for that weekend.
Yes. And people are paying the freight.
They are.
So now they're opening up the campgrounds, which is like about a month and a half, two months early.
Yes.
Because the demand is so high.
Wow.
And so that was just the announcement today.
Uh-huh.
So let's start with the eclipse.
Yes.
What are you hearing from public safety, public works? I mean, yes. You're in the center of the bullseye in the city here.
Yes. I know we're working really hard to try to do this safely, but there's going to be more people coming to Erie than I think we've ever experienced in our lifetime.
I mean, on the low end, they're saying 60,000.
Correct. Yes.
On the high end, 200,000. 60,000 would be like a Super Bowl for us.
Yes, and actually the higher end was now increased to 260,000.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes, that's the official high end now.
Oh, so. Okay. That's wild.
Yes.
That's wild. My goodness.
Yes, it's not easy. There's a, you know. It's great to have these people come to Erie. They'll be spending money, and it's going to be great. But I'm afraid there's going to be a lot of slowdown in traffic, and it could take hours to move.
You know? They said some of the interstates in previous eclipses have been shut down for like 12 hours. I mean, when I think of something like that, I'm thinking of those snowstorms over I-80 in the mountains. I mean, if you think about how people would just get stuck for a day, and the state troopers are trying to provide aid. It just is a mess. And so we don't have to even have a weather incident. We're having a people incident.
That's right. Just the volume of people, the number of cars that are going to be here driving around. And we're trying to encourage people that live here in Erie, born and raised here, the best place to watch might be from your yard or from your front porch. And remember, we're going to have a lot of traffic on the Bayfront, in downtown, on the peninsula. But really, that's not the best place to watch for the eclipse, because it's going to happen around 3 in the afternoon.
Yep.
And it'll be to the southwest, the best place to see it.
So your departments are all getting ready.
Yes.
Do you anticipate some kind of a public messaging campaign from the city itself? How are you handling the communications part of this?
Yeah, we actually talked about it on our press conference yesterday.
Okay, good.
And we're planning to do that pretty much every week going forward. At the end, we'll talk about that a little bit and just make people aware of it, because it's hard to bring everybody into it and understand what's happening. And it's not going to be easy, definitely, but we're going to work hard at it. I can also tell you, every police police officer that is on our staff in Erie is going to be working during this.
Okay, so there'll be all the boots will be on the ground.
All the boots will be on the ground, yes.
And I would imagine the state police, and
yes,
there'll be additional, you know, you've got Mill Creek.
Yeah.
You've got your municipal partners in the county here.
I think we're planning on doing things also like closing roads, like the Bayfront Parkway.
There's really?
Yeah, and that's happened in the past occasionally, like when we shoot off the fireworks, it usually closes for a couple hours because there's so many people watching them. You can't. So I this will probably be longer, but we're still evaluating, but that's probably something we will do.
Okay, well, that's some breaking news right there, is that you may not have access to the entire city during those afternoon hours on April 8th.
That's right.
So that's something to be thinking about. Again, we'll have at least one more show before that, and maybe we'll do maybe an all hands on deck show.
That's a good idea
for public safety, because not just you, it's not just the city, it's Mill Creek, it's Harbor Creek. I mean,
absolutely,
it's all the municipalities, and certainly the county as well.
Yes.
Again, we don't want to get people worked up and nervous about it. We just want people to be prepared.
Absolutely.
And I think your point is very well taken. Is, you know, your kids are going to be home if you have school-age kids.
Yes.
There's no school.
Right.
Stay home.
Stay home.
Don't drive.
Watch it from home. Or you may have to walk a couple blocks to a park or something.
There you go.
Don't drive your car anywhere because it's going to be really hard to get back home.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I want to ask you about stormwater. You also talked about that yesterday at the press conference.
Yes.
The bills came into people's mailboxes, and I think this was my lived experience. You tell me if you resonate with this. Since I pay my taxes through an escrow, I never even worry about any of those bills I get. But last year there was an extra bill,
yes,
and it was stormwater.
Yes, that's right.
And I let that go. I had to pay, what, 10% penalty, $1.20 or $2.40 or something like that, right? Well, I mean, I've just, you know, that was the first year.
Yes.
And so you're saying, hey, open the bill
because
you have to pay this.
Absolutely. That will be in the bill that was just sent out recently here. I haven't gotten mine yet, but
okay,
I know they're on the way right now.
Do you know how many square feet you have on your house? Are you at 24?
I think we're
36?
I think we're at 24,
you're
if I remember.
24,
right.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
It's not going to bust you, you know.
That's right. It doesn't, for sure.
There's been some back and forth that I know you've been aware of. One of the things that is kind of helpful about the stormwater is that everybody pays.
Yes.
Nonprofits, profits, commercial,
yes,
residential.
And we learned something about 2 years ago when a portion of that collapsed over at 4th and East Avenue. You probably remember that.
Sure do.
It cost us $1.5 million to fix that. And by doing, you know, so we implemented this fee that people pay, and by doing checkups and repairs, it won't cost us that much to keep safe. We just don't want that to happen again and have another huge bill.
No, absolutely not. So are there actual things going on? Is there a punch list, if you will?
Yes.
Like that people are like,
yes,
I mean, bids are going out for stormwater work.
Yes, and people don't understand what's under the ground here in Erie, especially in the central part of Erie, the oldest part. That's over 100 years old, and there's danger that we could have more collapses and problems, so we want to get in and repair the stuff so it doesn't happen. And these areas are big enough that trucks drive through them, actually.
Yeah,
it's all
right
under the ground.
Yeah.
You know? But
that's amazing.
And we've got a lot of work to do, but this is giving us the funding to do repairs so we don't have any more collapses.
Someone asked on the text line at 814-679-1080, that's, you can call or text on that line, but they're asking, Mayor, if the parking authority pays for stormwater. Like, are the authorities exempt, do you know?
No one is exempt from this. Everybody
the
that owns
Parking Authority has a lot of flat land themselves.
Yeah. Anybody that owns property gets billed for this.
Okay.
So, you know, nonprofits have to pay.
Okay.
That was one of the reasons we went this way, because it spreads it over a larger group.
Instead and it's not just roofs, right? It's basically the square footage of your property?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
All right. So, technically, if the parking authority has a lot of parking lots and parking ramps, and there's a lot of storm water that comes from them, they would be responsible.
Yeah, I believe that's correct. That's
okay.
Right.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right. So there's an answer to that question.
Sure.
Another thing that was announced is that you're not going to get a lien based on last year's bill, but you got to pay it by like May or something.
That's right.
Or else you could get a lien.
That's correct. That's what will happen. If we don't get paid by May, there will be a lien put on the property. And so it won't be able to be sold without paying that lien down.
Right. You don't want to have that hanging
no.
out that shows up on a title search or,
that's right.
or something in a transfer.
Yeah.
Here.
And this isn't a huge amount you have to pay. Anywhere for residences, anywhere from $12 to $36 a year.
Okay.
I think that's manageable for most people.
And you can pay it online. I know I paid it online. I'm pretty
sure. Yes.
And or you could write a check. There's no need for you to, you know, drive downtown, pay for parking, go into the. I mean, some people want to do that.
Yeah.
There's just no need.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. You don't have to do that. Yeah.
Speaking of which, how is the citizens' response system working? Have you gotten an update on that?
I think, and you're talking about the
Mas-Sela
8701111. It's working really well. He's in the area of 70 to 80 calls a week right now.
Okay.
It's not really killing him, but he's doing a good job of responding. I get a weekly report from him on what came in, how he responded.
Are they mostly like large item pickup requests, or is it run the gamut?
Those requests go to a different line.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think he gets very few of those. He might get complaints if it doesn't get picked
up. Okay, they don't come.
But he doesn't get the request for that.
All righty. Hey, Mayor, before we go to a break, let's pick up a phone call. Hey,
okay.
You're live with Mayor Joe Schember on the Joel Natale Show. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, just a quick question I'll ask and then hang up. So who paid for and where did all the illegal immigrants, the 30 that came in last week, go? You greeted them and welcomed them to our town. Where did they go and who's paying for them to wherever they're at?
What was that again? I didn't quite...
It's about immigrants.
Immigrants?
That came to town last week. The mayor's...
Flew it on a plane.
None came that I'm aware of.
There was rumor that you met them and greeted them and welcomed them to our city.
I don't think that's a reality. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, they don't. That's not the way they come into town either.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it.
I've been getting a couple calls about this, Mayor, I think it's coming from your interview at NPR. Right?
Yeah, it was misinterpreted, yes.
Was it misinterpreted?
Yeah, and we've put out a lot explaining that.
Okay,
you know,
well, why don't you share it again, if you would?
Basically, we only want people to come to Erie who have been approved as, you know, coming to the United States and being here. They've gone through the process. They don't just come in over the border, you know, and not have any ID or anything like that. And
yeah,
I know
they're a documented immigrant.
That's the ones we take here.
Okay.
And I went to two swearing-in ceremonies today. It was about 70 new Americans in two different swearing-ins today, and they're good people. Most of them have been here like 9 or 10 years, and they're finally getting their citizenship.
I mean, they're naturalized citizens. They've gone through.
That's correct.
They've gone through all the training and the testing.
Yes.
So what I've been getting the phone calls about is that because there are people that are. Say, you know, they're putting in that I would like to grow Erie's population of 10,000, they're interpreting that as, I want 10,000 immigrants to come to Erie.
No, absolutely not. We only want people that have gone through the process, are recognized, and can come here and start a new life.
Okay. And there is no buses that are showing up
No.
in the middle of the night
No.
Or plane. I guess this was a plane, right?
Yeah. Nothing that I'm aware of, and I've been watching it
and
closely.
And you're not greeting anybody. Hey, welcome to Erie.
Absolutely not.
All right. Let's get one more call in
Okay.
Before we break here. You are live with the mayor on Talk Erie. Go.
Oh, yes. I wonder about this so-called fee for rainwater.
Yeah.
Is that a graduated fee for, say, you got a couple hundred thousand square feet? Do they get charged more than the standard resident, or is the resident still carrying the load?
Is there just the three levels, or is there different for commercial properties?
It's different for commercial properties,
okay.
Definitely. There's
so residential
levels.
Has the three levels,
correct.
12, 24, 36. But how do you do with commercial? What do you do?
I know that there's fees set, and they're much higher than the residential is. I don't have that on the top of my head to share it with you, but that's definitely true.
I would look it up on the website of the city of Erie, and you might find out more there. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I hope you're okay with us, you know, bringing you along when we're out and about, you know?
No problem at all. In fact, this is a great place to be. There's a lot of neat things to see. I'd encourage people to come down and take a look at this.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
Other regular conversations we're having here in the city that come across my phones is the panhandling. I got a text yesterday. I'm not going to be able to listen tomorrow, but please ask the mayor about panhandlers. I guess there's particularly aggressive panhandling going on at 12th and Parade. And when I think of 12th Parade, it's not necessarily the richest part of town. I'm kind of surprised that there would be. But honestly, I feel, this is just my opinion, and you can push back. I feel like we've kind of crossed some kind of a new line where we're dealing with gangs of panhandlers that are in coordinated effort in the city, and they're in all kinds of different places. The weirdest one, I think, is 26 in Sass, which is not a very high volume intersection, but there's somebody there in the rain. And I just don't understand what's going on, but it's really reached some kind of fever pitch.
Yeah, I walk around a lot downtown, I'm out 4 or 5 days a week, and probably once or twice a week, somebody will ask me for money.
Yeah.
And I usually say, sorry, I don't have any.
Yeah.
And they don't go any further with it. They don't, like, chase after me or, you know, insist I give them something when I don't have anything. So my experience isn't that bad with it. And I do like talking to people as I go up and down, and I'll talk to anybody that wants to talk to me. But I haven't seen a lot of that panhandling, especially not the kind that, you know, somebody might talk to me for a few minutes and then say, hey, can you have $5 you can
right.
give me? And I'll say, sorry, I don't have it with me. And we're done then.
But what about at these intersections where they're at some point coming up to the windows? I had that happen to me at 7th and State once. I mean, that was scary.
I see that happen. Where I see it happen a lot is over coming down Peach on, I think it's 12th and Peach.
Right? Okay.
In front of that bank that's there.
Yeah.
I usually don't even just put down my window. And if they're close, I still don't put it down.
What is the law of the land, and what are the instructions to patrolmen that you know of about this? I mean, is this coming up in your conversations with Chief Spizzarni at all, or
we haven't talked a lot about that recently. I just kind of feel that people can always ask for something, but as long as they're not belligerent with it, that's okay, I think.
Do you see a sense of that it's kind of a you know, broken window kind of thing? If we're letting a lot of panhandling go, could lead to other crime?
if it leads to other crime, that is definitely bad, and we need to take some action. But I don't, from my experience, is I don't see it leading to crime.
Okay. Yeah. It. I think it's unnerving for a lot of people. And, you know, what our lived experience is working downtown is at night. You know, my coworker Shaney, she's a woman. It's in the dark. I mean, it's not fully blazing light out there, and somebody approaches her in the dark, and it's just an incredibly unnerving experience.
It would be, especially for a woman. I think that's much, and I would encourage women, don't walk around downtown by yourself at night.
I mean, yeah, she's just walking to her car, and
yeah.
I mean, we've got apartments full. And we've talked about this, Mayor. Honestly, this thing, this panhandling thing, and we talked to Drew Whiting about this and other folks, this panhandling thing could be an absolute sabotage situation for the kind of growth that you're shooting for downtown.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe some more aggressive stances are in order here?
It could be. I can tell you that one of the things we're trying to do is there's about 150 people in Erie who have been out on the street for over a year.
Wow.
We're trying to build a building which would house about 50 of them and then find spaces around town for the other 100. And we're hoping to have, I think it's around 35 of those done by this summer.
Who's working on that?
There's a group led by... the Hammett Health
is that
Foundation.
Who? Boo?
Boo Haggerty,
okay,
yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And
we have Boo coming on the air next week.
There's a big group from all over town. He heads that up.
Okay.
And it's probably going to be 2 years before we can get that new place, at least 2 years. But in the meantime, they're trying to find some other smaller places that we could start to get that 150 in.
Mayor, I want to pivot on some of the other things that y'all are working on. We mentioned... We mentioned the eclipse. We mentioned some of the situations regarding misinformation with immigrants.
Yes.
We talked about panhandling. In the last few weeks, you've closed on Miller Brothers. And what are next steps for that public safety building?
We really have a plan over 3 years to totally kind of remodel it. And there's things like we have to fix up the roof because it's still leaking. That's the first thing that's got to get done. We do have an application in for $5 million to help with that. We've got some other funding that we can then add to it as well. So it's moving forward, and I think it's going to be a really good thing. And we need to get going quickly because our police and fire especially don't have enough place to store their equipment and things. And for the fire, where they work on trucks and things, it's not good. We got to get them out of there to a better place.
So you're thinking that it'll be a while before this is, are they going to start moving in and just do it by phases?
Yeah, we're hoping to get a third of it done this year,
okay.
A third next year, a third year after.
And then they'll start using that one third.
Nope,
okay.
That's correct.
Okay,
it'll be usable immediately.
Yeah. Very cool. Hey, since you were last on the air, you wrote an op-ed for the Erie Times News. Erie Mayor Joe Schember reflects on the state of the city, exciting stories to tell. And you re-emphasize your mission, build opportunity, restore hope, transform Erie, and your vision, your community of choice vision. And talk about what are some of the highlights that you feel. You put a focus here on economic development and the kind of work that Chris Groner does with the city and with the county.
Yes.
Talk about some of the things that get you most excited, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I'm really proud of is we've put maybe 20 million in over the last 5-6 years here. But we've actually got invested over 90 million because, what we put in was just a portion of what the total investment was. There's a lot of really good things that we've done. There's many more good things that we still need to do as well. It's not going to happen overnight, but we're definitely making progress. And 2 years ago, we started going into neighborhoods in Erie that are in bad shape, and they don't have a neighborhood committee at all to work on things.
Okay.
So we did that for the last 2 years. I think we spent about $100,000 on it. We had the funding for 2 years. We're committed to actually increasing that this summer and going forward. We want to continue doing that because it really made a positive difference in a lot of neighborhoods, and we want to keep doing that even more.
Yeah. The you were at the groundbreaking last week of the Erie Bank over
on Parade. Yes.
And that was, you know, that's a long time coming,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
What are your thoughts for the East Side and what Bishop Rock and Matt Harris yes. and Marcus Atkinson are doing with the East Side Renaissance there?
I believe in all those people. We do all we can to support them. And Bishop Rock is doing, has done a lot of work where his churches and the auditorium,
yeah.
and he's, and now they're trying to put in a gym
right.
for the kids that are taking classes there. And these
kids, the cost of that gym is kind of skyrocketing.
It almost doubled from what they said it would cost a couple years ago when we first started. And we funded them with about, I think it was about $675,000, which is a lot.
Yeah.
And they've asked us for more, but I've told them we don't have any more we can give at this point, but we'll certainly do all we can. And if some money comes available, we'll make it available to them.
Okay, so they're going to have to find some other sources.
Yes, I think so.
This Infinite Erie, you're on the steering committee for that.
Yes.
Can you give us an update? Because sometimes it's really hard to get your arms around that thing.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of good work. They've got a lot of great plans. I think they still need to raise a lot of money, too, in order to accomplish things. But they have a list of, I think it's over 30 projects
right.
that would really improve Erie. And they've tried to limit currently to projects that are funded and the plans are in place. They don't want to fund things that are maybe happen 3 or 4 years down the road.
More of an idea instead of a plan.
Yes, huh? Fund things that are ready to go now.
Okay.
Yes.
So are you guys still meeting regularly? And
yes.
I mean, has there been any breakthroughs that you know of, you know, from federal funding and so on?
Yeah, I know that we are moving forward on a couple of the top projects.
Yeah.
We have the funding for that. Where it came from, I can't tell you exactly.
Okay.
But I know there's funding available, and we are moving forward, and we're looking for more opportunities to do the same.
You got to be excited. They're starting to break ground now on the Bayfront Parkway
yes.
project. I saw, you know, three excavators at the foot of State
yes,
there.
I saw that, too.
Did you see that? And he's like, oh, man, they're starting at State. I didn't realize,
yes.
you know.
Yes, yes. And so that's a lot of work. It's going to be over the next 3 years this takes place, but definitely moving forward, especially this summer, there'll be some definite changes. You know, we'll be eliminating the lights at Sassafras and
in Holland,
yeah. And there'll
be
roundabouts instead,
yeah.
which will keep traffic moving. And 80% of the traffic that travels across that is just going from west to east or east to west, going
yeah.
to work in the morning, going home at night.
So wild.
All that traffic will go under State Street now.
Okay.
So the ability to cross State Street will be much easier because the crosswalk was going to be more than half shorter than
oh,
what
wow.
it is now, and there won't be all that traffic. It's
okay.
only traffic that's going somewhere on the Bayfront here or up State Street that would get there. The rest of it just goes under State, going
okay.
to work in the morning and home at night.
Gotcha. Gotcha. It's been a pretty easy year so far for the plowing and the salting.
Boy.
Have you been saving some money, you think?
Yes, I think we have, and we've been able to do some other things, collecting
okay.
things and that sort of thing that we wouldn't have had time to do if we had to do all that plowing. We only had 5 serious days of plowing in January, and that was a lot of work, but 5 days compared to doing that for like 3 months in a row.
Right.
Back when I was a kid, that's the way it was.
100%.
Yeah,
we got snow
different.
Every morning.
And I saw next week we got temperatures in the high 40s and 50s. I think it's Tuesday,
wow.
Wednesday, Thursday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
It's
incredible
wild.
In February
yeah.
to have that kind of weather.
It is so wild. So that does lead to absolutely savings on
it sure does.
On the budget.
It sure does.
Because if you've bought, let's say, a load of salt. You're just hanging on to that salt, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay.
And we have a whole building that's full of salt, basically.
Do you really?
Yes. It's
okay.
piled to the ceiling, and it's available through a door where
yeah,
the trucks
yeah.
pick it up. So okay, the fact that we don't need to replace that saves a lot of money.
Right, right. All right, so thinking through the next month here, anything that you think is going to rise to high priority for you?
I think, you know, working on the remodeling on State Street, that's very, very important. And hopefully we're going to get some money from the state to help with that, and we'll be able to move forward with that. There's a lot of we had a lot of turnover on staff over the last year or so, and we're replacing them with good people. But we still have several to replace, and I know that we're working hard to try to find good people to come into these positions.
You know, two high-profile positions were Nikan Carpenter, who was the New American liaison, and Michael Outlaw, who was the African American liaison.
Yes.
Have they been replaced yet?
We've replaced Michael.
Okay.
We replaced Nikan.
Okay.
And we're
Do you have the name or?
I should. He started Monday.
Okay. But it's directly for New Americans?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And all right, we'll have to look that up.
This was his fifth day working. He's doing really well. I've known him for a long time. He's a new American. He came here about 2.5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So he's not even a U.S. citizen yet, but he's very articulate. He's very, mm-hmm. very good. He went with me to the two swearing-ins of New Americans this morning at the federal courthouse.
Okay.
And he is, I think we've got a great person here.
So we're still looking for someone to replace Michael.
Yes, and we've been taking applications, and I think we've got good applications. And I'm hoping we'll have him replaced by the next time I'm on with you.
I mean, well, that's good because, I mean, both of those individuals in the first part of your administration, they did a bang-up job.
Absolutely.
They really did.
Absolutely.
All right, final question for Mayor Joe Schember. Have you been to a Gannon game with this new coach?
You know, I've been invited by the president of Gannon.
Sure.
We meet once a month. I haven't been to one yet, though.
I mean, this is a former night right here.
Yes.
And
yes.
They are tearing it up.
That's awesome. Really good to hear. And they play at prep now.
Yeah, and they're filling the joint.
Yes. Yeah, but they've
Isn't that
assured
something?
Me. Yeah, the president assured me if I want to go, they've got a spot for me.
Well, I think you need to take them up on that.
You're right.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of the RV show and the rest of the month of February. Mayor Joe Schember, the mayor of the city of Erie. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to The Joel Natale Show, Erie, Pennsylvania's daily podcast from TalkErie.com. Subscribe to our show on your favorite podcatcher and get involved by emailing joel@talkerie.com.